fight the Tory attacks on rail workers and their unions. Tom Woodcock, RMT member, Birmingham. In the 1980s, Margaret Thatcher decided that, in order to drive through her plans to attack the living standards of the working class in Britain, she would need to neuter the trade unions. Therefore she needed to audaciously attack and beat the section seen by the public as the strongest, which at the time was the mineworkers. To help facilitate this, her Tory government passed new highly restrictive anti-union laws which made solidarity strike action illegal. Unfortunately this, along with the treacherous inaction of the Trade Union Congress and Labour Party leaderships, left the miners isolated, and the state was able to violently beat the miners into submission. My trade union, the RMT Transport Workers Union, has been in the sights of this Tory government since day one. Because of its militant traditions and the fact that it organizes workers in the vitally important transport sectors, governments, both Tory and Labour, have clashed with us as we vigorously defend our members' jobs, pay and conditions. Perhaps the most visible battle at the moment is at several companies against the imposition of driver-only operation, DO. Our train guard members on Southwestern Railway took 27 days of strike action in defense of their jobs during December alone. This militant approach is proving to be a constant headache for the bosses and their friends in government, as we are a serious obstacle to their plans to degrade our jobs through cuts and privatization. Therefore, a new set of anti-union laws is being prepared which would require trade unions in key sectors such as transport to agree with employers to provide a minimum service level on strike days. This is obviously an attempt to ensure that strike action is as ineffective as possible. There are many practical problems with attempting to set minimum service levels on public transport, not least the serious risk to passenger and staff safety presented in running a skeleton service due to inevitable overcrowding that would result. Along with many other reasons, such as how any union can compel members to cross its own picket lines, there are serious questions over how these proposals can possibly work. Nevertheless, these new anti-union laws are yet another an attack on our class, and present more obstacles to workers organizing legal and effective strike action. Look at how last year the Communication Workers Union, CWU, comfortably satisfied the undemocratic minimum ballot turnout at Royal Mail, only to see an unelected judge ban the union from calling legal action. The trade unions cannot afford to wait for a future Labour government to come to their aid. They must urgently organize to defeat the government. The Trade Union Congress is best placed to organize strikes and demonstrations against the anti-union laws. But if they continue to drag their heels, then the RMT, CWU, and other individual unions should come together as a coalition of the willing and provide the leadership that is needed to start the fight back.